Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock on Wednesday, December 2nd, year 2020. This is a continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Council Emergency Management Meeting relative to COVID and COVID ordinances and operations. May I please have a motion to proceed?
Make a motion. We come back into session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay, I'm going to go through a variety, quite a bit of information here, probably in short order, and then we're going to get to a discussion on what we may believe is required. North Carolina has seen a significant increase in COVID-related activity. Hospitals in the last 2 weeks have gone from 1,424 beds to 2,039 hospitalized. Cases have gone from 314,000 to 372,000. New cases are running at around 4,199 currently. Deaths in the state are up from 4,814 to 5,366. The daily percent of positive testing in the state has gone up from 8.1% to 11.4%. For our county deaths have grown from 47 to 60. Our number of cases in the county have grown from 6,180 to 7,160. In our particular zip code for the town of Curry Beach, we had 26 cases year to date. On 11/16, we now have 29. So in the last 2 weeks, we have picked up 3 cases. 28428, our friends at Carolina Beach, were 144 2 weeks ago. They are now at 173, so they have picked up a number of cases. And 28412 across the bridge was 906. They are now 1,074. That's a lot of action in the last 2 weeks. Now, looking at all of this, our governor has determined to signify states as yellow, orange, and red. Counties, rather. And in these counties, depending on what their condition may be and the number of cases, he has recommended a certain set of rules and guidance to businesses, to individuals, and to public officials. What I want to say, so that we have a clear identification, is we are a yellow county. We are a yellow county because we are at 7.1% infection rate per test for testing, when the state is at 11.4. So that would tell you that some are considerably higher. But actually, that could just be the law of numbers. We, in fact, are really at 7.1%, which is something we can feel good about, but we are not out of the woods. The orange counties, Pender, Duplin, and Bladen, our neighbors. Red counties, our neighbors, Columbus County and Robeson County. So you can see that the other yellow counties around us are Brunswick and Onslow. So we do have this group along the coast that has seemed to be doing a little better than some of our other neighbors. As all this was considered by the governor and he looked at what was going on, he came out with Executive Order 180. Executive Order 180 is an addendum to Executive Order 163, incorporates it, and adds to it. In the section of that order under restaurants, it says that unless an exception applies, restaurants must have all workers wear face coverings. In addition, these establishments must have all guests wear face coverings, including at their tables, when they are not actively drinking or eating. retail businesses. Unless an exception applies, retail businesses must have all workers wear face coverings. In addition, retail businesses must have all guests wear face coverings when they are inside the establishment. That kind of covers the businesses in our area. He went on to explain further that if you're in a yellow area, the actions you take do not need to be quite as severe as actions in an orange or a red area. For businesses in our area, it said practice the three W's, post signs doing that, provide face coverings to employees and patrons, support employees to stay home when sick, strongly encourage all employees to download and use the Slow COVID NC app. Follow general guidance for businesses and organizations as well as industry-specific guidance. It goes on to talk about a toolkit, and all this information is available online under Executive Order 180. Businesses get more draconian as you go from orange to red. What should individuals do? We, in our yellow county, should download the Slow COVID NC app, and we should get tested if symptomatic. I would say you can get tested for free anytime by signing up for the UNCW activity. You actually test yourself. I've done it myself. You do not need to tickle your brain or be afraid that they are going to stick that thing up your nose all the way until it pops out the back of your head. That's not true. It's 3/4 inches, and you put it in 3/4 inches and rotate it. So you can control it. Things are much better than the initial tests. So you don't need to wait till you're symptomatic. If you're going somewhere or you've come back from a large event, I would encourage you to get a free test. As we progress through orange and red, it's limit mixing between households and minimize your number in your social circle of friends. Avoid settings where people congregate, like outdoor bars and nightclubs. Indoor bars remain closed, and indoor nightclubs must remain below indoor mass gathering limits. Now, getting to the part that's for us, gentlemen. Public officials in all counties. The role is to promote the three W's, post signs about the three W's. I know we've done that. Work with local media to share messages about the importance of wearing a mask and practicing the three W's. Have all public employees download and use the Slow COVID NC app. Should we go to orange, the recommendation is increase enforcement of mass gathering limits and masks with local law enforcement and other local regulators or inspectors, fire marshal, or any other town officer. Consider adopting local ordinances to end alcohol sales for on-site consumption at an early time in the evening. Consider adopting local ordinances with additional restrictions for public-facing businesses. And it goes on in additional detail. The reason I bring that up and actually went to that level of detail on this is to let you know that our state government, and Dr. Cohen, our head of health and health services, obviously is spending a lot of time on this, giving it a lot of thought, and the governor is taking action. He has said he does not want to roll back, but he will. Now, the updating of the county colors is supposed to happen every 10 days, except he was on 2 or 3 days ago to say, geez, in the last week, we've doubled the number of red counties. So he did not wait to address us. Therefore, gentlemen, He has outlined what he believes we should be doing, and we should discuss at this point in time, is there anything we wish to do to enforce? Now, I have some ideas. I'll be happy to put them out there, but I would like to hear if any other council members have ideas based on the information they've seen and thoughts they may have had since the governor got on and since they've read 180.
I would suggest one thing, that since we do have a number of visitors to Cherry Beach, that we ask the businesses to post a sign on the door saying no mask, no service.
Good thought, John. I tend to agree with that. How about the rest of us?
We're down to where it's basically the convenience store, Freddy's and Jack Michael's, Bud and Joe's.
Right. Bud and Joe's can only do outside business.
They can only do outside business. The diner's closed up for... I had seen the sign that I know they're closed right there.
They're closed till...
Yeah, probably spring. The pier is closed.
Right.
Big Daddy's closed.
I know Sam's put a sign on the door, but I don't think that a lot of people pay attention. Some people are not paying attention to that. But I think we ought to encourage the signage, I think as a staff, we should set the example with our staff too, so.
Mm-hmm. Just as another point, we are coming into the time of year, at least over this holiday time, we will be having a lot of outside guests who will be coming to their homes, bringing their families to their vacation homes. So I would expect that over the next few weeks, we would see an increase in the traffic in the area and in the retail establishments. I would also tell us that during this period of time, when we go through this particular season, things get slow. And we should do our best as individuals to assist our local businesses that do stay open and make sure we continue to patronize them during the slow period of year when they really need some help from the town, from the town's folks, actually. So we already have a situation where Jack Max does not allow people in unless they have a mask. There are people wearing masks all the time. Freddy's is now in, I think they're serving inside now.
Yeah, they're
Freddy's?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's only maybe 5 or 6 tables.
Yeah, at a regular area, and I'm sure that they are requiring the necessary things. That will leave us with is a Happy Hippie still open?
I don't know.
Well, they've been very good about keeping people out,
yes,
and
yes.
Having people wear masks as well.
And they've restricted how many people, when they are open for inside, they're only allowing the lot of customer in. They're limiting who goes inside. They're doing a pretty good job of it. And Jack Mackers is doing a very good job.
Right. And Sam has, at the Quick Mark, he does have a sign on the door, please wear a mask. But I would think the idea of requiring a mask is probably at a necessary point. In any case, I'm interested to hear from David, our emergency manager, if you have any thoughts on this.
Yeah, so just to, one, I mean, I think we need to help them with the sign that the Cherry Beach Council is requiring a mask and could close this business, so that they can feel like they can enforce it, right? I think the issue for Sam, and I haven't talked to him this week because I've been out of town, so I don't know if any of you guys have or not, but I think the issue for the business owner is, you know, the governor said there were 7 exemptions, I believe.
Yes.
And the business owner didn't want to get in the fight with his customers about which of the 7 are you, right?
Right.
And so my personal opinion is we should help him out, right? And I think the sign, I don't know if I'm fine with it being from the emergency manager or from the council or whoever, but I think we should make the sign and give it to our business owners that says that if you don't want to wear a mask, you're jeopardizing this business owner's ability to operate, because council could under the governor's mandate, close the business. And Greensboro, if you look at what Greensboro did, they're fining people and then closing the businesses if there are people without masks in the businesses. I haven't heard how that went. I saw it and heard about it last Wednesday and I forwarded the news article to you. So I haven't had time this week because I've been out of town with work to see how that's played out. But I think just that sign saying, look, this is the town council saying that we could close this business would help him and his employees with their customers.
Right.
And I think if it has the seal of Curry Beach on it and the signature of the mayor or myself of Council Wills, either one is fine. And then at least they can point to that and say, it's not me, it's the town council and the governor, right? Because I think we need to help them with that. That's the first one. So that's my proposal to council for consideration. The second one is, the governor, it wasn't directive, but he said that we're supposed to tell our employees to download this app, which I did when that happened last week. And
yeah, I did too.
Council got my text on that. As a libertarian, I'm kind of mixed on the government tracking my cell phone, honestly. But he said that. Huh?
It's already being done.
Well, I know, but this is more overt. I actually allow them to track this one, right? You're right. I agree they're tracking it, but this one is, hey, here's the database, and I said it's okay to track me, right? And so my last exposure was checked today at 153, and at least through the app, no one came by within Bluetooth range that then said they were exposed. And I've had this on since last Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever it came out, right, the 23rd. So I'm interested, Town Clerk, has the listserv talked about that at all? Because he directed us to direct our employees to download it. At least that's how I read it. And I was wondering what the listserv said.
I've not seen anything on the listserv about it yet. I don't check the listserv every single day.
I understand. But
I will look into that, and I can shoot the school government an email tomorrow and get some direction on that.
I mean, I think we should encourage but not direct.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing on our website. We should encourage our citizens to consider it, right? Because... Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the tracking path that will help tell people they've been encouraged in self-quarantine if they do that. Because right now, I think part of the issue is people are getting exposed at the grocery store or wherever, and then they never find out. And if they're asymptomatic, then they're continuing to spread. I still am mixed about it. So I don't like that council would direct it, but I think we should encourage people to at least look at it. And that's how I would frame that. And I think it goes out through our communication path that we're encouraging you to consider, look at this, at least investigate it and give them the link. And then both our employees and our citizens can then make the decision for themselves. So that's the tracking path. Those are the two things that are in my mind right now.
Okay.
For council. I can put
something out on the website. Yeah. I have some of the papers here. Mandy, you can have one when we're finished. But you're right. Some people may get very, it's the wrong word, but they might freak out if they realize that they've been near somebody who's a known COVID. But I would rather know that and then have myself go get tested than to be oblivious to it, particularly since it is on the increase again. Right. Okay, so we have two recommendations. Are there any other recommendations?
I agree with David.
Okay, so let's deal with the first one first, and then I'd like to talk about the sign thing. Mm-hmm. And the first thing would be...
I make a motion that we prepare communication to our citizens, our employees, to encourage them to consider adding the Slow COVID NC app to their personal devices.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Mandy, that'll pass, so we should probably get that out. After you talk to them tomorrow and see what their particular view is. But I would tell you that the governor has asked individuals to do it in his order, and he's asked us as public servants to encourage people to do it. So I don't know that I'm encouraging other than to say this is available and here are the benefits.
Well, encourage
and you have to make
consider,
your decision.
That's how I said it, so encourage them to consider having it. So.
I will add to that, not meaning for the people to do more, but for the general knowledge, is there, if you're traveling, you can get these apps for lots of different places.
Every state has one.
Go to Jamaica, and they have a Jamaica app that as soon as you get there, it'll activate and see if you, you know, somebody over there.
And it does make you feel good is when you're not traveling and you don't see any hits at all.
That's right.
You say, well, things must be decent.
A day.
Right.
So you can see it. It does update two or three times a day saying no exposures.
So that's
but it needs other people to be on it. And if you test positive, you have to go on it and say you've tested positive. So it requires some action. I don't know how helpful it is, but every little bit, right? So that's why.
Okay, so that item has passed. Now, let's discuss this particular sign. I think it should be council,
mm-hmm.
right?
Me too.
That council, at the direction of council, and we can determine what's on the sign, whether the sign be as simple as no mask, no service, or if we want to say, or don't risk this business.
That's
no
right.
mask, no service.
That's what I think, right?
Any?
I agree with that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm good with that, how we say it and everything we can, but I think it definitely needs to come from the council.
Okay, well, let's come up with what the saying should be. So I think it should say, and correct me or improve it, or by order of council, no mask, no service, and at the bottom, do not risk this business.
I don't think you can do that because you as council don't have the authority to regulate how that business does what it needs to do. I mean, they're legally obligated under 180. They can be cited for criminal charges and fined and shut down eventually. But your wording suggests that you are directing how that business is going to, you're putting yourself in the place of that merchant. It's for the merchant to say that, not for council to say that. Council can say, look, here's the law, obey it or else. But to say no mask, no service, I think you're stepping into the vendor's shoes.
Well, so what does the law say? I mean, what is the governor's edict saying right now about this issue?
Well, it's saying that everybody, regardless of social distance, needs to be wearing a mask if inside. It's also saying that the mask mandate is enforceable, and you've already talked about how it covers restaurants and bars and all that kind of stuff. That the enforcement is now individual as well as businesses, that it can result in a class 2 misdemeanor and a fine up to $1,000. I think that's the information that council as a governing body may want to provide to the community rather than an edict about how that
went. No,
I
appreciate your input. I think we can't write the 17 things the governor said, right? So I think your point's well taken. What should we say, right? That council will take actions as required to enforce the governor's order. That may be too long. I think Craig's looking for something simple, and that's where you get in trouble. That's why lawyers have to keep you from doing that. But I think we want a simple message that the business owner can point to the sign and say, you're jeopardizing my business if you won't wear a mask. Because I think that's the help that I want the business owner to have.
I don't have any problem with the approach. My point was real simple. No mask to no service. You're saying what should be coming out of the vendor's mouth, not the government's. So come up with some different wording.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you said something like the Curry Beach Town Council encourages all citizens or people to follow the governor's orders. Maybe they don't know what the governor's orders are.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Sam has a sign up now that says, please wear masks.
I would say something like this. Under Executive Order 180, masks are required. Violations of this requirement are a criminal offense. Kira Beach Town Council supports this executive order.
I think that's fine.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
And then that's the very top, masks required and bigger, yep. And then our seal, that's fine. Right? We can make a sign like that pretty easily.
Yeah, I think we can. I just need to get those words down specifically like you just said them, unless Mandy, unless you got them.
When you're being audio recorded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't come up with it again.
Right.
Well, okay. I don't take that because you weren't talking into the mic.
All right.
There you go. Nice.
Uh-huh.
Somebody can suggest it while I'm wasting my breath.
Sorry.
Under Executive Order 180, masks are required, and the failure to comply can result in criminal charges and fines. Kira Beach Town Council supports and encourages enforcement of this requirement. Something like that.
Thank you,
perfect.
Jim.
Right? I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then, Andy, I think with our town seal on it, and then we can either sign it as the council.
I don't think it's just having
Kira Beach Town Council adopted tonight, right? So I make a motion per the attorney's wording that we create signs to give to all business owners that are open for posting. Sorry. As appropriate.
Effective at what date?
Tomorrow afternoon. Can we have signs by then? Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. December the 3rd, 5 p.m.
All right, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
That's
so we have a motion.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Any more? We've done discussing that. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right, so that's the action we're going to take, and hopefully the community. How many people are on the line? Twenty-some, you said?
22.
Okay. We can open the line for a few minutes if anybody has any particular questions on this. Let's keep it to COVID. That's what this meeting's about.
*6 to unmute if you're muted.
Hi, this is Marianne Hitter at 401 Largo.
Hello, Marianne.
I have a question. I missed the website. Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
I appreciate you doing this. I missed the website about the free testing. You said it, and I didn't. UNCW.
Oh, if you go, you can just Google or Yahoo, whatever you prefer to use, or Safari. Just go in and UNCW free COVID testing. And it will give you all the information. If you sign up online,
okay, great.
Right? If you sign up online, it's much easier to get there, and then you don't have to fill everything out when you get there. And it is quite simple.
Okay.
And they're pretty quick. They have responded, at least when I've been there, at least within 2 days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
No problem. Well,
so make a motion we continue the emergency meeting to 30 minutes before the December scheduled meeting, which is
next Monday,
December 14th.
The 14th.
Oh, 2 weeks.
It's like, yep. Better not be good. So 5:30 p.m. December the 14th.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Pass. Okay. Enjoy your evening, everyone.